The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Bo Pelini. The Cornhuskers are 1-1 in conference play and 5-1 overall, and ranked number 19 in both the AP and Amway coaches polls. Nebraska visits Northwestern on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us on the call this morning. If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call to questions from the media.
Yeah, well, we're obviously coming off a bye week and thought it came for a good time for us. I'm never been a big fan of byes, but I thought for us it came at a good time. It was this point of the season to let us heal up a little bit. But I think our guys are anxious to get back out there and play, and we know we're going to get tested and have a lot of respect for our opponent and going to Evanston to play a good, well-coached Northwestern team. So I'll open up for any questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Coach, Northwestern struggled late last year and a little bit early this year before they started to turn things around a little bit. Does something stand out when you watch the tape in that turnaround that they've made?
Well, I think at Northwestern, like any well-coached team is going to get better as the season goes on. I think we're seeing that. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Coach Fitzgerald and his staff and how they do things. And you know, to be expected, they're getting better as the season goes along. They're getting in a better rhythm, and they're improving week to week. And that's all you can ask. I mean, that's and, you know, we're expecting that they'll be a better football team this week than they were a week ago.
And, Coach, you've got your hands full, obviously, with your own program. But continually around college football, we're seeing news of players being suspended, players being investigated for things that happen off the field. When that news comes across to you, how much do you feel for coaches in the other programs that are dealing with some of those issues during a season?
Well, I do. I feel for them because, you know, there's only so much you can do as a coach. You educate them, which I know all these guys do. And you talk to them about the things, but you can't live with them 24 hours a day, and you can't make decisions for them. And at the end of the day, you want to educate them as much as you can. I know we do that at Nebraska, and I know that this whole conference does a heck of a job of educating their guys and talking to them about what you can and can't do. But, like, there's only so much you can control. Some of that's out of your control.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, I'm writing about Corey Cooper. You remember anything from his recruitment coming into Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy, you know, his dad's a policeman. He really enjoyed getting to know, you know, Corey, his family, and hardworking people about the right things. And, you know, Coop was, you know, as good a receiver as he was a DB coming in. And but you know, we pegged him as a defensive back and thought that you know, he could develop into what he has, which has been a heck of a player, a really good leader, you know, and a tremendous kid on and off the field. And you know, to me, like in anything, it starts at home, and it's obvious he was brought up the right way. He comes from a blue collar, hardworking family that has their principles in place, and that's evident in how Coop handles his business every day.
Thanks. And one other player, DeMorne Pearson-L. Fitz was saying he suspects that he could be more active in your passing game without giving the game plan away. Is that something we could see as the season comes on?
Yeah, I think as he grows, you know, we think he's a really good football player and somebody who we want to keep getting, you know, more experience and expand his role as the season goes on, but you know, not overload him either. You know, he has to be ready for that, and you know, we're continuing to bring him along and teach him and get him more comfortable and more confident as the season goes along.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Seth Gruden with the Chicago Sun-Times.
Hey, Bo. You know, probably not unlike any year, we're seeing some big plays on special teams. You had one. Any slanting that almost brought you back into the game. How much emphasis do you guys put on special teams, just kind of on a weekly basis? And just from your experience, how much do you see it as a determinant as to whether who wins a game?
Well, I think it's a big part of the game, and we emphasize it. And I think we really made a concerted effort to to emphasize it in the off season and work hard at it. And I think it's paid off for us. We've gotten some big plays, but it's every week. You know, you have to continue to emphasize it and continue to work hard at it. But you know, there's only so many hours in the day. You can't work on it for half the practice. You know, I think we have a good rhythm and how we go about it and how much attention we pay to it. And you got to get guys to buy into how important special teams are and don't look at it as a secondary thing, but as a primary part of the game.
Do you think it's more important in a bad weather league?
No, it's important throughout. You just look throughout football, NFL, college, high school, anything. You know, it's a big part of the game because it's a big part of determining field position.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Canavan with Associated Press.
Bo, can you talk about the running backs in the league this year? I mean, you've got one and, you know, three of the top four backs in the conference are leading the country. Can you just talk about how good these guys are?
Well, they're really good. And, I think there's a commitment to running the football in this league, you know, because I think the coaches understand the importance of it. And there's some very talented backs. I mean, you know, it's always cyclical a little bit about, you know, where the best backs are running game. But there's got to be not only having good backs, but you got to have a commitment to running the football. And I know that exists in this conference from coaching on the defensive side of the ball. People are committed to running the football and understand the importance of it.
I mean, you've run very well this year, but Michigan State kind of slowed you down. Are they that good?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're a good football team. I mean, we didn't execute to the level, you know, that we need to. But it goes hand in hand. You know, we didn't execute. They played well. But they are. They're a good football team. That's obvious.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from one of Laura Schmidt with 97.1 The Fan.
Coach, I wonder if you just got any clarification from the Big Ten on what is and is not allowed when it comes to defensive play calling and how it might affect offensive play calling.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yeah, I just wonder if when you asked the Big Ten about it, whether you got any clarification on whether defenses are allowed to clap in order to communicate their signals.
I've moved past that whole clapping thing. I can tell you this, it's not the first time it's ever happened. And when I first brought it up, I was just answering a question. And I can tell you this, we didn't lose a football game because of any clap. We lost because we got beat. And, as far as that's concerned, you know, that's between myself and in the league office. But that did not determine the football game. And that's not the first time it's ever happened. And it's not the last time it's ever going to happen.
But by your understanding, by rule, it is allowed?
Well, you know, by rule, you can't, you know, it's gray because you can't really simulate a snap count in any way by barking, you know, by saying things out loud or, you know, trying to do things to intentionally draw someone off sides. But, you know, whether Michigan State or anybody else tries to do that, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in their meeting room, so... And I don't think that's the case. Like I said, I'd be a lot more conscious of it, a lot more worried about it if I thought that was what caused us to lose a football game. That isn't why we lost the game.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.